Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're a third level student in France, you can now get a meal on campus for €1. It being France, it's a three-course meal, but more importantly, it's a recognition of the financial hardship students are facing. Unsurprisingly, there are some who feel we should have a similar scheme here. Among them, AMLE, Ireland's National Student Union. Emma Monaghan is Vice President for Welfare. Emma, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
So are there anything even remotely like this being operated in individual colleges?
Not at all, really. I mean, besides kind of initiatives that are being set up by students' unions, the likes of food banks and food pantries, free breakfast, that kind of stuff, we're not seeing anything with the kind of same government funding behind it, I suppose.
Sure, yeah. And the food pantries and food banks, how do they work?
So often it will either be some kind of like funding given by a trust or given by the college or the student union going out and actually raising the money themselves. Then they'll often kind of buy stuff in bulk and then it's just given to students for free. Usually there's like a room set up and they can go in and just kind of take what they might need.
Okay, and that they would be in the along the lines of groceries and
yeah,
basics.
So your kind of non-perishables are your big things. You get like your kind of tinned goods, your pastas, rice, stuff like that.
Yeah, but there are an awful, and I don't know if it's the majority now, but there must be a huge cohort of third level students who are travelling long distances to get to college.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, with the accommodation crisis, we're seeing more and more students commuting. And in a recent survey that we did, it was one of like the biggest worries for students, along with working part time, balancing their studies.
Yeah. Okay. So those people would have to bring their food with them, because I assume if you're going to DCU or the University of Galway, there's probably a canteen there, but I imagine eating there is quite expensive.
Yeah, so the on-campus canteens can be quite expensive. There are sometimes facilities, again, provided by student unions where there'll be microwaves or maybe access to hot water and stuff so that you can reheat your own food, or if you were to get something along the lines of a pot noodle in a shop on campus or something, you could make that.
Yeah, okay. That's not it. But are there... are you hearing reports of students who are like literally eating less food because they can't afford it?
Yeah, so from that survey that I mentioned earlier, we had 86% of students that took part have said that they've skipped a meal, whether that be frequently or less often. And 26% were saying that they were skipping a meal more than once a week.
That's shocking, really.
Yeah.
And presumably that's not going to, I mean, that's not good if you need your energy, if you're going to learn, you're trying to get your qualifications,
yeah,
et cetera.
100%. And then I suppose you're kind of looking at a lot of students being employed in things like bars and service industry. They're then working late nights, often going into college tired, skipping meals, the energy levels. And then obviously that just has an impact on their overall performance in college.
Yeah. Now, the French scheme, It's costing the state something like 90 million a year.
Yeah.
I would imagine in Ireland it would cost less than that. There's fewer students.
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose students are just like any other group in society these days. You know, they're seeing the cost of groceries, they're seeing the cost of living, they're travelling so far, or they're paying really high rents in digs or in private accommodations. And they just want the same thing that anyone else wants, which is just a bit of help in the cost of living. Obviously, we saw that the fees went down to €2,000 and then back up to €2,500 when the cost of living measures ended, which again is another strain on them. So yeah, I suppose they're just like any other group in society and they're looking for any kind of break, you know?
Yeah. And so what would you like to see the government do? Would you like to see a scheme like this be introduced?
As I said, anything helps. So we had a recent meeting with Minister Lawless and we kind of had a conversation around the fees, around the accommodation strategy. Obviously, with the plans with the accommodation strategy, there's going to be a lot of reliance on private developers, which is a concern for us. So something that we just had to keep reiterating was on that affordability measure to make sure that students can actually afford to live in this accommodation, whether that be rent caps or whatever it might be. The same with public transport. Although you have your student leap cards, which costs you €1 for each journey, and then there's a cap of 12, I think, per week. We do think that because of the commuting issue at the moment with students travelling much longer distances on buses and transport methods that don't use leap cards, they're often paying way more than that €12.
Yeah.
So it's not kind of equal access to that. So some kind of like, we've always looked for free transport for students, but any kind of, you know, reduction would be fantastic.
When you met the minister, did he give a detailed breakdown of what their accommodation plan was for students?
So obviously they launched the accommodation strategy and there was no kind of event or anything around it. We had been consulted while the strategy was being written up, and we did see some of our points being brought into it. But I suppose, as I said, like, our main issue with it is kind of the over-reliance on digs. It's expected that there'll be 10,000 rooms coming from digs, which often even the digs that we have now are coming from student unions working overtime, going out into their communities and basically going door to door, asking people to offer up a room. So we're seeing an over-reliance on digs and on the private rental market, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, that strategy doesn't sound wildly dissimilar to the strategy for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, God, save us tonight. And like, are there a lot of digs available? Or because, you know, you can, they're almost like an old-fashioned notion staying in digs now.
Yeah, I suppose what we're seeing in third-level education right now is money being pumped into building new buildings on campus, getting in more students, getting in more international students because they pay the higher fees. Whereas what we're not getting is houses for those students, anywhere for them to live, anywhere, like any kind of cost of living measures to help them while they're going through that. Obviously, we've seen some like changes in SUSE where the thresholds have been raised a bit and stuff, and like that's great to see. But then we're also still dealing with students who might be estranged from their parents, who are slipping through the cracks of SUSE and might not be getting any support from the grants.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on for students.
Thanks a million for coming in to talk to us about that. That was Emma Monaghan there, Vice President for Welfare with MALE. That's the National Student Union.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.